Blog Talk Radio.
I think this is recording. What's up, everybody? This is Dave Mate from Circle of Drink, and I am with
Dane Jarbuds over here.
And we are having a weekly show, hopefully once a week, and we're just going to discuss two very powerful herbs. Yerba mate, Ilex paraguayensis is the scientific name, and we're going to be discussing cannabis sativa, and the scientific name is, well, cannabis sativa, and the street name is marijuana, bud, trees, fire,
pot,
loud, loud,
yeah, I don't know,
sticky, icky,
whatever, and, whatever those damn kids are calling it.
Whatever they're calling it. So, Dane, just introduce your background, what's going on with you while I promote this show on Circle of Drink marketing outlets on Facebook and try to get some people to call in and join us.
Well, I'm just a friend of you, Dave. I'm an avid mate connoisseur and also a heavy marijuana connoisseur as well. I'm a fan of all the things it brings aboard beneficially medically and also the benefits hemp and industrial aspects. It could benefit paper, construction, clothes, oil, plastic, all those things. I mean, our focus right now is going to be the benefits of marijuana directly digested in cannabis sativa.
When did you start to notice the effects, the marriage, the synergistic abilities of the two herbs working together?
Well, actually, when you first introduced mate to a lot of people around here, Gordon, I was just hanging out at a party, smoking a little bit, and you brought it around, showed everybody an eye-catching thing, Gord, and then you ran through all the aspects and how it's incredibly healthy, the amount of caffeine in it, very beneficial, just clears your head, makes you feel great. But also another thing you felt when you're just hanging out, smoking, relaxing, a couple people, you have the gourd in your circle, you're drinking, it just brings you together and just finding experience, and it's just an elevating thing to add to smoking and just adds to the whole dynamic of people and everything you work together with. Making relationships and just.
So you're saying that there's, on a social level, these two herbs are integrally related in ways where people come together, regardless of class, regardless of race, regardless of socioeconomic status, and just to share something. So what we see here is mate and cannabis equally being used as social binders.
Yeah,
to help almost become an excuse for people to come together and share and to build positively.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I like about them is they both offer medical benefits, mate more so, have exponential benefits, vitamin-wise, antioxidant-wise. It is very healthy and just a great day to boost how you feel throughout the day and beginning of the day. A good amount of caffeine does withheld. And it just elevates you, even if you're just drinking alone. Or, if you're drinking with other people, have your circle, share the experience with everybody. You just come together a little closer and just enjoy that experience a little bit more.
Yep. So there's many ways that they bridge one another.
Definitely. I mean, it's a lot. You wouldn't know who would like to drink mate as much as you like to. Smoke marijuana. Mm-hmm. So
now, of course, we must say that this podcast is only for educational purposes only. This is not an FDA-approved message. So consult with your own medical care practitioner before taking any herbs.
Yeah.
Or do your own research. Do your own due diligence. Anybody that's listening to this, lucky you. You can call in to just build with us, ask us questions. The number is, 917-889-9947. Again, that number is for anybody that wants to call and ask questions, add to the conversation. 917-889-9947. So, actually, we may have a caller. It looks like someone is calling in. Let's see what's going on. Hello? Do we have a caller? Oh, hello?
Yeah, hello, hello, Dave. Hey, what's up, man? It's Joe. It's Joe Cannot on Facebook.
Oh, what's going on, Joe? How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
We're doing well. I'm with my buddy Dane. We're just having the Mate Wanna show today, just talking about powerful herbs of the planet Earth.
Oh, man, that's lovely. I actually have something quite excellent to share with you. I've been consuming cannabis.
Just keep in mind, this is being recorded. So just so you know.
Okay. No, that's no problem.
Cool.
I would like to just introduce myself anyways. I'm Joe, and I've been consuming yerba mate for over 2 years now. And only within the past 4 or 5 months, I've been consuming it the traditional method, and it is by far my favorite method. I have 2 gourds right now. I have a Palo Santo gourd that's starting to get a little cracked, but and then I have a nice calabash gourd with a metal stand. And I live here in Florida, and it's pretty cool because I live right next to the beach, and I always go down to our local kava bars and I host mate circles. And it's really, really fun. Like, everyone loves yerba mate, and I'm really getting a community started down here in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite yerba mate? How did you find out about it again?
1 second. Let me go outside. I'm hearing like a dissonance between the computer and the phone. All right, I'm going outside.
Oh, man.
All right.
Technology.
Yeah.
Okay, how did you find out about mate?
I found out about mate when I first started my job at a natural food store called Nature's Food Patch.
Okay.
And that's in Clearwater. It's really cool because I've been consuming it for as tea like how you'd brew tea normally.
Right.
You know, just
that's
a tablespoon.
Yep.
Yeah. And basically, it's just I just found that it gave me ridiculous amounts of energy, and then I started consuming the Guayaki Tereré.
Mhm.
And that gave me a lot more energy than consuming my brew. But then I got into the traditional method, and dude. That gave me energy like nothing before.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Felt so uplifted.
That's
I feel,
a real way to drink,
I feel
man.
Like the calabash gourd really extracts and really, and I don't know, it just really helps the flavor and it really just transitions really well with the flavor and the nutrients.
Of course, man. It enhances it. Like, you know, that's like the most traditional way of drinking mate. It gives a full experience.
Do you know why? Like, do you know why it actually helps with that?
The like what? Like scientifically?
Yeah, just like how it happens.
Well, the calabash, that actual plant is very healthy in and of itself. It has like there's a lot of compounds called saponins that mate also has as well. And these herbs, these compounds are like bitter. But they work on the body. Mm-hmm. They work on, you know, releasing blood pressure, destroying bad cholesterol. Mate has these things, too. So in many ways, they might be sharing some adaptogenic properties between the two. So,
you know, what's
every
so
time
great?
You drink mate out of the blood, what was that?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just going to let you know that, like, right before you posted that you were going live, I was watching the adaptogenic and saponin effects of yerba mate. Video.
Yeah.
And I'm like halfway through it right now. And then I called in and I'm like, I'm going to talk about it.
No, because I had like a moment of clarity one day because I was reading a book on adaptogens without even thinking about it. And then I was like, wait a minute. I wonder if mate is an adaptogen. But then, and then I realized that there's a common denominator in all adaptogens. And those compounds are called saponins, but scientists still can't really figure out how powerful they are. And then I realized, wait a minute. A scientist named Alvaro de Mejia mentioned these saponins in a report in 2011. So I was like, wait a minute, let me go double check it. And she identified, someone that she referenced identified 5 saponins called mate saponins 1 through 5. So I was like, wow, like mate has these compounds called saponins that all adaptogenic herbs share mate doesn't make you crash, which is one of the criteria of an adaptogen.
Yes,
and
that's one of my favorite things about yerba mate.
Yeah, because you can just drink mate all day. It has caffeine, yes, just like coffee and regular tea. But in my opinion,
how do you feel about mateine?
Well, mateine doesn't exist. That's just marketing. That's just you know, a word that people in South America started to use for the buzz of yerba mate, giving it a name. But speaking, mateine does not exist at all. Nobody has ever been able to identify mateine as a compound.
So, do you believe that the other xanthines, like the theobromine, do you think that helps with with it not crashing? And do you think it's the different xanthines that help?
Yeah. Well, this is my whole theory, and not many scientists ever talked about the combination, is that, yes, you have the trifecta of xanthines. You know, you have caffeine, you have theophylline, and then you have theobromine. All these excitatory compounds excite the body and at the same time, you know, soften the body, smooth the body out, relax the body, enhance the mood, enhance your cognition. But in my opinion, those three compounds rather working together kind of like balance out, and this kind of ties in and segues into cannabis sativa, because you have two basic categories of cannabis. You have indica and you have sativa. And depending on the proportion between the hybrid, any particular herb in combination with the terpenes that are also a major part of cannabis, give you a different effect, give you a different sort of what I'm beginning to realize.
Absolutely. They're definitely potentiators of each other.
Of course. So in that same regard, mate, you know, depending on where it's grown, how it's processed, what's the ratio between the caffeine, theophylline, theobromine, and potentially, in my opinion, the chlorogenic acid, which is a superconductor, which increases the solubility of those xanthines, increasing their effect. So the chlorogenic acid and the dicaffeoquinic acid, these acids, which scientists are still trying to understand, but they can't fully grasp, really have like a superconductor booster. And then I start to think about the Guarani tribe. And they always use mate as the base medicine of all of their alchemy. Everything that they were creating to heal the body, mate was always a part of it. So it makes sense that mate seems to be some sort of superconductor. So when you smoke cannabis, people who do, because it's my show, we're always talking about that, and you drink mate, of course those two herbs are going to speak to one another. They're going to have intelligence.
It's like a virtual experience.
Now, Dave, I have a question for you. Now, have you ever heard of Mitogena speciosa kratom?
Kratom, yes, I have, but I haven't experienced yet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I have a really nice experience to share with you. So my favorite thing to do is to smoke cannabis and drink yerba mate and have about 5 grams of the kratom. And the cool thing about kratom is that at low doses, it's a stimulant, and at high doses, it's a sedative. So 5 grams is a medium dose, so you get kind of both, and it's pretty cool. But basically what ends up happening is you get an organic speedball, more or less. Man, it's pretty awesome.
That's awesome, man. I got to try this kratom stuff, man.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. Like, seriously, go to Amazon, buy yourself, you know, a little bit of kratom. I would go with the red strain, because it's more sedating, and you want something to kind of like, you know, take the edge off a little bit. I'll tell you though, the kratom will win in the end. The kratom will win in the end because kratom is actually an opioid. You there, Dave?
You there, Dave?